Hi, everybody. This is John Chomo. Welcome to the fifth quarter. This will be our look ahead toward the 2025 college football season. Some of the things that may change or may not change, depending on what some folks decide. Conference membership changes, potential changes to the playoff, if not in 2025, then certainly in 2026. The future of conference championship games. And we'll even make our, since everybody else does it, we'll even make our guess as to a way too early top five or six picks for the 2025 college football season. One news note, if you follow Ohio State, you probably knew this. Right after the celebration at Ohio Stadium on Sunday, it was announced that defensive coordinator Jim Knowles was headed to Penn State, of all places. They were going to pay him an average of $3.1 million for a three-year period. That would make him the highest-paid coordinator in the sport. I can't say his defense wasn't successful. They were the number one defense in the country at Ohio State in 2024. What will be interesting there is Ohio State will host Penn State on November 1st in what always is a big game in the Big Ten. So that's an interesting development. We'll see if offensive coordinator Chip Kelly joins Knowles in leaving. He's being courted by a couple of NFL teams to be their offensive coordinator. Of course, he has coaching experience in the NFL as well. So we'll see about those things. But Knowles evidently is out to Penn State for sure. All right. First of all, let's look at conference membership changes coming up. First of all, for the 2025 season, for the upcoming season, we'll have two new teams in Conference USA. They will be the Delaware Blue Hens and the Missouri State Bears, moving up from FCS to join Conference USA. That will now be a 12-team conference and will necessitate some scheduling changes there in Conference USA. The other membership change, if you will, in 2025, independent UMass, the Minutemen, will be joining the Mid-American Conference for the fall of 1925 football season. That will give the MAC 13 teams for the 2025 season only, because they will lose Northern Illinois in 2026 to the Mountain West. So UMass to the MAC will play the 2025 season with 13 schools. Secondly, now for 2026, I already mentioned NIU will move to the Mountain West. UTEP, University of Texas at El Paso, will also move to the Mountain West in 2026. The Mountain West will lose some teams to the Pac-12. That would be Boise State, Fresno State, Colorado State, Utah State, and San Diego State will move to the Pac-12 to join the two standing Pac-12 members, Washington State and Oregon State. I guess you have to be a state to be in the Pac-12 in 2026. Interesting note about Washington State and Oregon State. The only two members of the Pac-12 remaining split $50 million, which was the Pac-12's bowl share, which was negotiated, obviously, prior to the basically breakup of the Pac-12. So Washington State and Oregon State pocketed $25 million each in bowl money due to their membership and them really owning the label of the Pac-12. So good for them. Congratulations to them. They'll be joined by the six schools I mentioned previously, the five schools, I should say, Boise, Fresno, Colorado State, Utah State, and San Diego State, to form a more robust Pac-12 for the 2026 season. Moving on to the playoff discussions, we had a 12-team playoff, as you know, in 2024. It seemed to go over very well, and I say that, you know, not just because I root for Ohio State. It seemed to be a big success. Are there going to be more than 12 teams in the playoff moving forward? Doubtful for the 2025 season. Any changes that the playoff committee would make would have to be unanimous for this coming season. And as you know, if you've ever been in meetings or in organizations and so forth, unanimity is pretty rare. It's doubtful that they'll get a unanimous vote for a change. They could change the seeding. They could tweak the seeding a little bit. The conference, the top four rated conference champions got a bye in the 12-team playoff this past season. That may be removed, and they may just go with the seedings as the committee ranks the teams 1 through 12. That'll be decided later. That hasn't been decided yet. That's really the only change I see that could happen this year in terms of the playoff. But we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll let you know in a future podcast how that goes. All right, now for 2026 in the terms of the playoff, we could see major changes to the playoff structure at that point in time. Everything kind of goes back to the drawing board after the 2025 playoffs. We could have 14 teams. We could have 16 teams in the playoffs. We could have campus sites for the quarterfinals, if you will, the round of eight. We could have multiple bids. There could be a set number of bids for conferences. For instance, there are a couple of proposals floating around right now. And again, this doesn't happen probably until 2026 at the earliest. You could have three each guaranteed spots for the Big Ten and the SEC, two each for the Big 12 and the ACC, and then one guaranteed spot for a Group of Five conference champion, and then some at-large bids. That's one proposal being floated. The other one is, and this would be the big power grab by the two biggest conferences, four bids each for the Big Ten and the SEC, one guaranteed for the Big 12 and the ACC, and then so on and so forth. That would be a real power play by the Big 12 and the SEC. As a fan of the sport, I'd rather see three each for the two big conferences and then two each for the Big 12 and the ACC. More representation spread around is kind of my preference there. I will have nothing to say about it, however. So we'll see how they do. That's not coming probably until the 2026 playoff gets discussed. And then there could be a couple of major changes to the structure at that point. Now, that leads to another discussion, and there's a lot of discussion. Nick Saban talked about it during the run-up to the championship game. What's the future of the conference championship games? It seems that the committee almost disregarded those when they put the teams in the playoff this year. Could they be abandoned, for instance? I don't know about that. They do make money in some cases for the conferences. In some cases, I'm not sure they make a whole lot of money for the conferences. The ACC, for instance, floated a change, a possible couple of options for changing its conference championship criteria, if you will. Here are the two options that they have floated. Option one is to give the regular season champ a bye and have the number two play the number three in a so-called ACC championship game. That would give the number two or number three team with a win an extra data point, if you will, in their favor when the playoff committee meets to consider their 12 members, let's say, in 2025. That's one option the ACC has floated. The other option would be to wipe out the schedule in the final week as it stands, have number one team in the conference standings at that point play the number four team, and the number two team play the number three team on the final regular season weekend, with the winners playing each other in the ACC championship game. The problem I see with that is the ACC has several games that last weekend that are traditional rivalry games against teams in other conferences. For instance, Clemson has their rivalry game with South Carolina of the SEC that weekend. Kentucky, the SEC, plays Louisville of the ACC that weekend. I can see some resistance in flipping those games out of the final weekend of the regular season. College football, as you know, is being a very traditional sport. I just don't know that that would fly. I don't know if either one of those proposals would fly, but they're being floated out there by the ACC. The ACC is worried that they could get only one team in. If you recall, they got SMU in as the final team selected in the 12-team playoff this past season. So other changes. I think January 20th could be, where they have the national championship games, pardon me, might be a little too late. Coming on a Monday isn't great. After two great NFL playoff games, weekend days, Saturday and Sunday. Nicole Arbach wrote about this. I should credit her. Could they abandon that weekend and move it up a little bit, move the whole schedule up. For instance, get the round of eight played before New Year's, and then have New Year's be the final four, if you will, the two semifinal games, and move the championship game up to January 8th, 9th, 10th, something like that. We'll see. That's all being kind of thrown around a little bit. I would say, though, personal opinion, the 12-team playoff was a great success. And again, I say that not just because of who won it. There were some really good games, some terrific matchups. Penn State and Notre Dame played a very interesting, exciting game. You got Notre Dame playing Georgia for one of the first times ever. You got some of those matchups that you just don't hardly ever see coming to fruition in a playoff setting, and that was really cool. You also got a repeat as Ohio State played Oregon again, and it went Buckeyes away the second time. But I think overall the 12-team playoff was very successful. I think they'd like to keep that sort of a thing together. Again, maybe they go to 14 or 16 teams after we get through the 2025 season. That's going to be a major debate in the sport. Now, as to my stab here at something, I'm going to try to pick a top six here, a way too early 2025 rankings. Now, there's a lot of things that might happen between now and then. We just saw a defensive coordinator change. Jim Knowles, as we said, leaving Ohio State, going to Penn State. A lot of these major programs will be shuffling positions in their coaching staffs. So, again, this is way too early. My pick for number one way too early would be the Penn State Nittany Lions. Why? They seem to be trying to copy the formula that helped Ohio State win in 2024. A lot of their key players are coming back for that last season. Their two running backs, quarterback Drew Aller, et cetera. And they're gearing up with Jim Knowles as their new defensive coordinator. I think James Franklin is going all in on 2025. Let's put them in the number one spot. Number two, I have Texas. The Arch Manning era will begin August 30th in Columbus, by the way, against the Ohio State Buckeyes. That'll be a good test for the young man, but he seems to be pretty cool. Texas at number two will put the onus on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at number three. They do have some tougher games this year. Their schedule was light on tough games in 2024. They'll have some tougher ones here starting in 2025. Ohio State will put them in the four slot. A lot of people leaving, but they reload, as we know. And they'll be tough to beat. LSU, I've got number five. Brian Kelly's kind of on the spot now. He left Notre Dame, and they got to the championship game without him. And at number six, I'll pick Clemson. Clemson seems to be really kind of retooling a little bit. Dabo Swinney actually accepted two or three transfer players. He's never done that before. He's hired Tom Allen away from Penn State as his new defensive coordinator. And I look for Clemson to kind of reload and give it a big shot this year of getting into the playoff and surviving more than the first weekend like they went out against Texas this year. So we'll go one Penn State, two Texas, three Notre Dame, four Ohio State, five LSU, six Clemson. We'll see how that flies. Again, that's way too early. I'll probably come up with another ranking in the spring or summer. But anyway. There's our guess for now. What else might happen? The only other thing I would mention is we still have not heard the NCAA's. The NCAA has not come down with their potential punishments against the University of Michigan for the sign-stealing scandal, if you will. We don't know what those are going to be. There's a lot of speculation out there, but we'll just wait and see what happens. I think they were served with a 90-day notice in late November. So that would mean sometime in February, we'll probably find out what that is. And that could be very damaging to the program, or it could be sort of a slap on the wrist. I don't know. I know what I want to see, but we don't always get what we want, do we? That'll do it for our look ahead. Again, we'll put some fifth quarter podcasts out as events warrant. But we'll take a break here from our weekly schedule. The games are over, so there's no games to talk about. Thanks for being a loyal listener of the Fifth Quarter. We'll pop up again at some point here. You can get us on Spotify. Thank you very much for choosing us. I'm John Chomo. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.